You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, we have one of our local and Sioux Falls area directors, Carrie Dorhout. And she is with Lymphedema Therapy Specialists. Carrie, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I am great.
And Carrie and I have gotten to build our relationship over the years, be it in a BNI chapter or, of course, working with her as a fantastic director in her area. But she has a really cool story that I thought would be awesome to share on our podcast. Because a lot of the times we talk about Ivan, the founder of BNI, and he is very knowledgeable of the networking world. But there is somebody that's very close to him, his wife, Beth Meisner, and she does a lot with the Business Voices Foundation with BNI, which if you've ever wanted to tie in a benefit with your chapter and do something good for mainly children is a big focus on it. Definitely look in more into the BNI Foundation, Business Voices. But we want to share the story of how, you know, these people, Ivan, Beth, very famous people we quote all the time, they're still human beings, right, Carrie? I mean, they normal human beings like you and me. Absolutely. And so Carrie had this great experience with her, and we don't talk about Beth a lot, so I wanted to take this opportunity for her to share her story. So, Carrie, why don't we get started? How did you meet Beth for the first time?
I met Beth for the first time at the first, our new director orientation at the national conference in Las Vegas this year in April. And it's an opportunity for the new directors to really meet Ivan. And he says, come up, have some appetizers, and I want to meet everybody. And so I took that opportunity and attended that. And before I introduced myself to Ivan, I actually introduced myself to his wife, Beth, and she does have a great story, and I felt like I connected with her on a very personal level because she has struggled with cancer and actually survived cancer, and I work with a lot of cancer patients, and so I wanted to just hear her story. Probably I had questions about it and just ask her some more specific questions about her healing process through that. Being that that's something that I could share with my patients and clientele, that there are other ways to get yourself healthy. And so I had the opportunity to have quite a actually lengthy conversation with her just about health and cancer and holistic natural treatments and what she did. And then, of course, that led into a conversation about her book, her new book that was coming out about how to eat healthy when you're going through those things. Maybe it's to heal your body through that or to keep your body from getting sick where you're having to battle something like that. So that was my first experience with her, and I feel like I monopolized her time, and then I had to go apologize to Ivan.
No, he understands. I think he gives more credit to his wife than himself, sadly.
Oh,
I shouldn't say sadly. That's very true.
Oh, no, it's great.
Well, and actually both the Meisners, Ivan and Beth, have battled through cancer. And I know Ivan originally was kind of the driving force to look into holistic ways of taking care of this. Didn't just want to go through the recommended medical treatments. I wanted to see if there was a more enjoyable option, because I've never battled cancer myself, but I know what they go through. But cancer treatment is not easy on the body with chemo and everything on those lines. And then they did write the book originally, The Meisner Plan. And one thing I always like to see is practice what you preach. And so at our conferences, when it comes to your food option for our gala that we have at the end of the conference, you do have an opportunity to choose the Meisner Plan. And of course, I never read the book. I don't know exactly what it is, but sometimes their food looks better than the chicken or the steak that I choose. You know, they get like a good fish on pilaf and that kind of stuff there. So you were chatting with Beth. What were some points that stood out to you? What really made the connection for you guys as you were talking?
Well, first of all, that I approached her and I told her what my business is and what I do, and she knew right away. Where when I say that to most people and I introduce myself, they say, what did you just say? I have to repeat it and then I explain it and they still have this glazed over look in their eye of, I have no idea what you're talking about and what you're saying. And I said, and my comment is always, that's great. If you don't know what I'm talking about and don't know what that is, then that's good. Because if you know what lymphedema is, it's unfortunate because it's not a fun disease. So, we had, you know, great conversations about that. She talked about, you know, how she implemented some of that treatment with her own, or some of those techniques within her own treatment, to again, help her body heal itself. And so just the fact that she knew what I was talking about was pretty impressive to me. Impressive, but not surprising.
Sure. And I think there's a handful of BNI members out there that maybe have that unique profession that not everybody's familiar with. And like you said, if you're not fully familiar, that's not a horrible thing. If you've never had to deal with it, that's a good thing. But on the flip side of that, BNI gives you that opportunity to give that education, which I think is huge. But so she knew what you were talking about, and where'd the conversation kind of go from there?
You know, I just told her she had a new book coming out. I definitely said, I'm very interested in getting my hands on that book and being able to share that with my patients, because I think that's a good resource for them. And I am all about giving my patients as many resources as possible. And so we talked a little bit about that. And then she said, hey, follow my Facebook page and let's do a Facebook Live at some point. And so hopefully that's in the near future for us. And so the funny part, I think, of all of that conversation with Beth and how it kind of made me giggle is the next day, Ivan gets up and during one of his sections talks about networking up. And the whole time I'm listening to him talk about this, and I just think, it's exactly what I did with Beth the night before. So I thought that was really cool that I got to be a part of that, especially with her.
Now, you can go look at the BNI podcast, and Ivan actually continued that networking up. He did a podcast about it, too. But I know when we got to experience the breakout at conference, and we're talking 20, 30-year BNI directors, executive directors, a lot of us felt that was such valuable information that he shared. And it's basically meeting people that you, in your mind, might shut yourself down from meeting. And it's just the basics of, you know, treat them like human beings, make sure that you're relevant. My favorite, though, is don't sell to them. And he says it at the beginning and at the end, right? Don't sell to them. What I like about your experience, Carrie, is you saw the value of what Beth had to offer, and you wanted to provide that to your clients. And I think in itself, that's giver's gain right there, because you met her, you connected with her, and you found a way to help benefit Beth by promoting the book and things on those lines. And I definitely recommend you reach out for that Facebook Live, because I think that would be great for all accounts. And then we can do a podcast about what it's like to do a Facebook Live with one of the Meisners, because that's something I don't have under my belt by all means.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, any kind of final thoughts or anything else you want to throw in there with your story, your experience with Beth?
I would just, go back and reiterate, your point of, or really Ivan's point in his Networking Up podcast of don't sell to them. And, I never approached Beth with the intent of, I want to talk about my business. I approached her with, I want to know more about you and your business, and really not even approaching her. And probably some a little bit in the back of my mind about her book, because I thought that would be very useful. Mm-hmm. To my patients, but really just getting to know her story. And, you know, like we all do in BNI, I want to get to know your story so that I can share your story. So again, the giver's gain. And
so I want to say two things before I kind of shut it down here. So the first one is the concept of wanting to help others. And Carrie believes in that. I've seen her believe in that in BNI. And of course, as a director, very helpful to the members. But the other one is, I want to recognize the holistic health. And I think BNI has been a great platform for a lot of different opportunities of holistic health. Because, and we were talking about this before we started recording, it's one thing to have your friend talk about, I'm going to use oils as an example, and you'll understand why you're in the middle, but talk about essential oils. And it's one thing to hear that. It's another thing to have stories told to you on a weekly basis personal or stories of their clients or people that they work with and hearing how that's helped people. And I think that gives us more of an open mind towards holistic opportunities. And the reason I choose the essential oils is my sister got big into essential oils a long time ago. And I didn't deny it, but I didn't necessarily believe it. And now I've had multiple times where they've just worked. And the craziest one, same conference that Carrie's talking about here, is I lose my voice at every conference. It's a standard. Everybody knows this. But in this case scenario, doTERRA has this little On Guard, these little beads that you can just pop in your mouth. And my sister had them, so she gave them to me. And I'm not kidding, and Carrie can contest, my voice came back, like stronger than what it was when we even started. And there's nothing I can say that I did different except for those essential oils. So if you have a member that does holistic healing or has something that can help your body, be it preventive, ahead of time, things on those lines, really give them a chance. Because I've seen it work more and more. And I can tell you right now, Carrie saved my life at that conference. Because for some weird reason, then I had something going on with my head. And she did a couple of her techniques. And I was able to enjoy our gala that night. I kind of felt I was a different person. I'm not usually sick, so I felt really weird slowing down there. So thank you, Carrie, for that. I know I owe you a written testimonial, too. I told you I owed you that. So I'll make that happen. Thank you, Carrie, so much for sharing your story. And like I said, I want to take the opportunity to kind of recognize Beth a little bit because Ivan speaks very highly of her, and she's done a lot of great things for a lot of people, not just through the BNI Foundation, but then, of course, with her healing. She even offers Tai Chi classes at all of our conferences, too. So.
I was going to say, follow her on Facebook as well because she is absolutely amazing, and she is incredibly intelligent, and she just has a lot to offer.
And if you have anybody that you're around and they mention lymphedema, Carrie is a great contact. She does go outside of Sioux Falls. I know that. And she's very good at what she does. So I'll give you a little additional testimony for your business. And for our listeners, this is a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to go over, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. And we will do our best to cover that in the future. Carrie, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And everyone else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.